Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extraordinary place. What could that be?
Where the stars and stripes.
Okay.
And the eagle flies.
Oh, now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting it. USA! USA!
Big old land with countless dreams.
That's right. A lot of countless dreams out there and a dope for president.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
It isn't. This too shall pass, ladies and gentlemen.
Hard work paid.
The United States Supreme Court is about to rule on the vaccine mandate question, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor has had to clean up in aisle five on her factually proven erroneous statements in the arguments. I don't blame Sonia Sotomayor. You know why?
Why?
Guys, where do you think Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court Justice appointed by Barack Obama, where do you think she gets news and information?
There you go. MSNBC.
Washington Post. Yeah, exactly right. I'm not hearing Todd there, Daniel, so I don't know if who's not pushing buttons, but talk, Todd. I hear you, like, way in the distance, like a long ways away, so I don't know what's going on there. I can see you talking to the microphone, and I'll describe Todd today as a blue button-down shirt on. He has, the usual kind of George Clooney a beard going on, pair of glasses.
But apparently broadcasting in another dimension.
And, an iHeartMedia hat. So he's flying the company flag there today, the iHeartMedia cap, rather than the Let's Go Brandon. So we can see him. We just can't hear him yet. That's why people, they're going in droves, ladies and gentlemen, to our stream every day, which today is going to be launched on Getter. We're going Getter today with the stream of the show, so we're going national on What's On Your Mind. And I know that people are flocking right now to Facebook and our website because they want to see Todd and Kevin. They want to they want to see a couple of studs
couple
on the radio there.
Faces for radio.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. And I got told earlier by Kevin I look like Sean Connery today. So we got kind of a man crush, a three-way man crush going here. I like it. Yeah, that's okay. Nobody ever tells me I look like Sean Connery.
Yeah, that Scottish.
I do, huh?
Gray suit coat, black.
Can you hear Todd?
I can barely hear him.
Yeah, me too. So, Daniel. Okay, we got a patch issue or something. They're working on it there, Todd, so we'll hear you soon. Jason Getter, CEO of Getter, will be on the program today. Jason Miller, rather, who is the CEO of Getter. Jason Miller was a very instrumental part of the communications apparatus of Donald Trump as candidate and also as president. He worked for the White House for a while. I think he got in a little bit of trouble. I forget what it was, but he left kind of with some questions of inappropriate relationships or something. But he is still in Donald Trump's world and does a lot of things with the social media platforms that Donald Trump has been setting up. Of course, Getter is Twitter without the cancel culture. You know what I mean? It's Getter without
the... I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Todd is now doing sign language, and I'm unable to read sign language there, but he's got
moving
that going. Also, Jim the Flagpole Guy will be on the program today, and we are going to we have the exact total, by the way. We Chris did a good estimate yesterday, our super producer, on how many of you wanted NDSU to go to the FBS to make the jump up, and how many said, no, FCS is good. Get a load of this, guys. Hundreds and hundreds of votes over 3 days. And the exact tally after all those votes is 50.8% yes and 49.2% no.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow, was that close?
Early it was no. I mean, overwhelmingly no. And then the yeses started rolling in. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Cool.
Couple other things in the news that have caught my attention we can talk about here on the program today. And one of them is something I've been thinking about for a while, but we've not really talked about on the air today. Jim the Flagpole Guy is going to be here, so it's one of the reasons I thought it might be worth talking about a little later. A texter says, please dedicate a good chunk of your show to flag dropping. My head is exploding with the political orders to drop flags. Why should North Dakota drop flags for a Nevada senator? And I don't care what party Harry Reid belonged to either. It would be interesting to see what the penalty is if you don't drop it. I travel and observe, and it's a hodgepodge farce. Governor Burgum seems to be the king of flag dropping. I think it's a symbol of a weakening country. Has this bugged anybody else here?
I really haven't noticed it. I every time I see a flag at half mast, I wonder why.
Well, that's just wrong.
What it's for.
It doesn't mean anything.
Right, that's true. It's a good point.
I mean, 9/11, death of a president. I get it, but it's, Minnesota lowered the flags when they hit a certain milestone on COVID deaths. It's just like, it's become a political tool now.
Yep, and then the more you do it and the less reasoning there is to it, the more or less it means.
And honestly, we have a flagpole here that Jim the Flagpole Guy put up. We have to take the flagpole down because our addition went so far out it moved the flagpole, right? It took over the spot where the flagpole is. And we're getting ready to position the flagpole. One of the things I really wanted to do was have it be a showpiece on the top of our roof. Okay, so in other words, when you're on I-29, north or south, or maybe even from 94, just south of the interchange, you could see the flagpole and have it be lit up and really be, I mean, after all, we're Flag Family Media, right? Wouldn't that make sense to honor our great country? Well, guess what? We'd have to have somebody whose full-time job is climbing a roof ladder and going up there, flag up, flag down, flag up, flag down. I mean, so that just to me, it seems like we're really getting beyond. I'd love to know. There must be some analysis out there. Okay, how many times has there been a federal order that says we're lowering flags? And when do you look to be inappropriate not to be doing it? Like if you say, okay, Nevada Senator Harry Reid, yes, I'm served the country, was a majority leader for the Democrats. Yeah, okay, but he's from Nevada, and we're not going to do that one. Are you then sort of shamed because you don't do that? I don't know, but I think the listeners get on and hit on something that I've been thinking about for some time. So that's on my mind today. Ted Cruz has been on my mind, too, a little bit. I want to know what our listeners, if you had to give Ted Cruz a grade, would it be like, he's my favorite, I wish our senators would be more like Ted Cruz, he's so great, he's wonderful. And I think a lot of people would be in that category. I must say, I've always appreciated Ted Cruz's ability to put into words what we're thinking and just use his prosecutorial skills, his lawyer skills, to just slice and dice and really get to the heat of an issue. Very good on Fox News. Very good on, hearings, stuff like that. You just kind of cheer. But then I think, I've been listening to this guy do this for how long he's been a senator. It's got to be better than 10 years. And does he just talk and get sound bites and get on Fox and be the guy that's that guy? Or does he get something done?
That's valid. That's valid.
So my question is the guy all hat and no cattle? Pull on the cowboy boots and the jeans and be a good swagger Texas kind of senator and really knock him dead when he's on TV or in the spotlight. But what do you do with it? What do you do with that? So I don't know. Give me an example where he's really good, Kevin. You've got him recently questioning an FBI official at the Senate, right?
The clips I've got, I had that yesterday, but the clips I've got is his appearances after the questioning. I mean, he really went after the FBI official, and he was on with Hannity just talking about
what we know that the Department of Justice and the FBI was deeply politicized, that it went after Donald Trump with all of its might, right down to an assistant general counsel at the FBI. I think both the FBI and the Department of Justice have an obligation to be candid and to come clean.
Of course they didn't.
Well, but is there anything that he said there that we haven't known since
Right.
Donald Trump came down the escalator that almost.
It was kind of the after, like you were saying, after he, you know, throws a couple of big bombs in the Senate committee hearing.
But
and he goes on every talk show and
the idea
about it. They all do that.
The idea that, oh, what the FBI did was outrageous. I've known that for Peter Strzok's text.
Exactly.
My question is, what do you do with it, bud? What do you do with it? You were in the majority for a time when that was happening.
Yeah.
What the heck have you done with it? Do something about it. You know, don't, it's, you know, I don't know. I just think, he got in a little trouble with Tucker Carlson the other day too, because he kind of flip-flopped on the January 6th issue, and I don't know. So the question of the day, what should we do for a prize today? Let's go Brandon t-shirt from NodakTees.com. Sound good?
There you go.
I have some Charlie Kirkwear too, but I have even Let's Go Brandon wear that I brought back from the American Fest. We'll go with the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt because it's not going anywhere.
Perfect.
Is it, Todd? Kevin?
No.
Guys, it's not going anywhere.
No.
No. Let's Go Brandon is here to stay. As much as it triggers...
Let's Go Brandon!
As much as it triggers the crazy left, is not going away. We're also going to give you a chance to open up the Hate Hannon hotline today. Kevin doesn't like that phrase, but what did you want to call it? Because the people were upset with me yesterday about a call on the program related to...
How about the opinions that differ from mine hotline?
Oh, that's really sexy. I like that. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hold on.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. It's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, boy. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beer down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left.
Hold my beer.
Left, right, left.
Play a little Trace Atkins. He's the big 6-0 today. Celebrating his
brother. Oh, wow. I saw him at the Shooting Star Casino one time.
I can hit the snot out of a golf ball, I'll tell you that.
I loved it, other than the fact that I smelled like smoke for a year and a half.
Golf balls had snot in them.
Oh, no, he's a good golfer. I got to play nine with him at a festival up in northern Minnesota.
Nice.
His songs are just unbelievable. Yeah. I'm trying to remember my favorite Trace Atkins songs, but I wanted to choke
mine
me out.
The little when he was fishing. You're going to miss this.
Yeah, you're going to miss this.
Yeah, me too, man. Yeah. I cry a tear every time I hear that.
I can't hear it without getting a little emotional, that's for sure. 21 past the hour. What's on your mind today? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. You're probably getting a little hungry about right now, thinking about lunch, maybe a little later on today, and let me help you. Let me help you with that. Your hunger will cease if you head to a PetroServe USA and find out what's for lunch today. It's home cooking. It's grab-and-go convenience. It is, are you ready? Chicken pot pie on 12th Avenue and I-29. And as I told you about my trip to Valley City the other day, chicken pot pie is good. Many places. It's great at PetroServe USA. These awesome biscuits, a secret recipe.
Yep.
They pour over the biscuit. It's so good. The biscuits are hot. My gosh. Salisbury Steak, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo today. Swedish meatballs in Glendon.
Always a strong choice.
Scallop potatoes, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I love that, especially if you can pick the ham out of them. Is there something wrong with me?
No, it's all right.
And the French dip sandwich in Valley City. You'll go in, and the French dip, the roast beef will be, are you ready for this, guys? In a crock pot. Just like grandma is making or mom's making. You know, it's not like
there you
this.
Go. Yeah, there you go.
You know, sandwich stuff at the grocery store kind of slice. I mean, it's just so good. Pulled pork as well in Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. A bunch of texts rolling in, so evidently, guys. We need to say the question of the day has a winner for anyone who texts us an answer. That's the Let's Go Brandon shirt from NodakTees.com. They have a lot of really cool shirts, by the way, including some great farm shirts. Just love the T-shirts. They have great designs at NodakTees.com. But I also am going to give away a Let's Go Brandon hat. And it's even a little more bold than the hat Todd has, because you kind of got to look at the one Todd has, says Let's Go Brandon. This you can't miss. It's like the one I gave you, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, embroidered kind of Let's Go Brandon. I mean, it will provoke conversations. And and most people will give you a thumbs up in North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota, or Montana. They'll
I would love to be wearing that hat on occasion, but my son is confiscated.
Has he really? Yeah. I see. Okay.
I'm going to have to sneak in and get it back.
God bless George. You got to love a crazy kid that isn't afraid to, you know, throw the hat on. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I love it.
Confiscated it because he wants to wear it or because he wants to burn it? I mean, that's
he's wearing it. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
Exactly right.
Him and all his buddies. They're
so that hat is yours if you answer our question. The day is Ted Cruz all hat and no cattle by calling 258-0550, toll-free telephone number 800-228-0550, or text us at 701-237-1590. T-shirt Let's Go Brandon winner for the text winner today, the awesome hat for you if you call today with a pithy comment. I'll borrow Bill O'Reilly's. Let's see, like he likes pithy, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pithy comment on the question of the day. Let me know what you think. Texter says, I love what they say, but that's all that ever comes to it. It's all that ever comes from it. Exactly why Trump is loved. He acted on his words. Texter says, Ted Cruz is awful, like Kevin Cramer. Says all the right things, helps pass bills people don't really care about. When in power, they give excuses why big deals cannot get passed. Another texter says Cruz is fantastic, and he votes consistently against leftist nonsense. His one failing so far is calling the January 6th rioters terrorists. More importantly, he voted against that odious infrastructure bill for which both our senators insanely voted yes. Another texter says, I saw a few posts on Twitter yesterday depicting Ronald McDonald houses evicting families that are not vaxxed. I believe they were in Canada. A somewhat large donor to our local house in Bismarck, and I'm curious if the same is happening here. P.S. I'll be calling to find out as our fundraiser in Dickinson is next month, but I would like to know what your listeners have heard. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You know, that
would not surprise me at all in Canada to be evicted from a Ronald McDonald House if you're not vaccinated.
Yeah.
I wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, let's hope
nothing
it doesn't
surprises me.
Let's hope it doesn't come here. Again, vaccine mandates, you must or will do X, is really, really wrong. Somebody the other day told me Western State Bank is doing this now. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but you're either vaccinated or you don't work here anymore. You know, I just think, boy, oh boy, first of all, let's assign them good intentions, okay? So the Ronald McDonald House wants to protect cancer patients' families in the homes they're in, okay? First Western State Bank, they want to protect their employees. I need to add a caveat, if in fact that's true, I don't know. They say, well, if you're vaccinated, you won't get COVID, and therefore we won't have COVID running through the workplace, and then you won't... Well, guess what? There's what? 4 UND hockey players that have been vaccinated. No, I think it's more like 6. I forget the number. A number of UND hockey players. This is an example. All fully vaccinated. Both shots. Half of them asymptomatic. The other half a little flu-like symptoms. And now you can't play a UND hockey game.
No, so Omaha canceled.
I will assign those people good intentions, but vaccination does not prevent you from getting the disease. So it's time to rethink all these crazy mandates. Okay, and recognize we are going to have a lot of people that are going to get coronavirus. 99.99999% of them are not going to die, and 90-some-odd percent are not even going to have, you know, any kind of serious illness that you need to worry about, ventilated, you know, whatever, the worst of the worst. So, and that is in the Omaha area, more and more prevalent all the time. Spike in cases. And yes, the total number of cases is going to be such that there will be an increase in hospitalizations. But when you take the total amount of cases and say how many had to go to the ER, had to be in the ICU, had to be ventilated, worst of the worst, or how many died, that number's coming down. Am I making sense here? So this stuff should go away, even if it had the best of intentions early on. And I think the best example of why it should go away, the state of North Dakota spent $4 million of your money, North Dakota, $4 million of your money into advertising saying, get the vax, get the vax, get the vax. Okay? Let's assess that marketing campaign and its success rate. 47% of North Dakotans said, thank you very much, I'll make that decision, and not followed that advice. It's not a very successful campaign. In fact, it is being counterproductive. All these vaccine mandates, all of these advertising campaigns, counterproductive.
You remember back in the day, we'd say things like, gosh, I've had a nasty cold for a couple of weeks now. And you'd probably look at me, Scott, and say, yeah, there's definitely something going around. My whole house got it last week. And then we'd go about our day. Let's do that again.
And now that...
Can it run its course?
Please don't take that for Kevin or myself in any way, saying we don't know somebody, we aren't sad about what's happened. But again, same thing on the flu. And do you know, I need to fact check this, but I'm pretty sure I heard this week 10 days ago, more people in North Dakota hospitals with this variant of the flu, which is nasty, than there are from COVID. And as you say, have we lived with the flu and new variants? Yes. Come on, be smart.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The WHO warns 50% of Europe could catch Omicron by March. Dr. Hans Kluge.
The region saw over 7 million newly reported cases of COVID-19 in the first week of 2022, more than doubling over a two-week period.
The White House is reporting the president meets with the Senate Democrat caucus to discuss the urgent need to pass legislation to protect the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of our elections. The meeting starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. TMZ is reporting 65-year-old comedian and actor Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Murray Beard, who was at the Ponte Verde Concert Hall in Jacksonville, Florida, where Saget performed his last show.
I've been around people that have mental health issues and things, and you can tell when something's just not quite right. But that wasn't the way it was with Bob. He was excited about being on stage.
USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington.
Oh, man. So dang good. Happy birthday, Trace Adkins. And somebody texted, some of the most patriotic songs I've ever heard were done by Trace Adkins. That one, Till the Last Shot's Fired. And towards the end of the show, if we could do... You're going to miss this.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Better not be in the beginning of the show, because I'll have to get the Kleenex box out. But we'll salute... Ted Cruz today on the program, and wish him a happy birthday and listen to some of that great music.
Trace has a new Fox show coming out, too, about country called Monarch. It'll be with Susan Sarandon. He's acting.
Yeah, that looks a new country good. Show. Movie? Or?
No, it's a TV series on Fox.
Is that right?
Called Monarch, about the first family of country music, and he's in it.
Wow. Yeah. You seen it, Chatter? You've seen the,
I've seen the previews for it, yeah. I mean, it looks fantastic, so I'm looking forward to it.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. This kind of goes back to our previous discussion about, you know, where we find ourselves with managing a pandemic and realizing that it's not going to go away, you know. I think Joe Biden's feeling the pain on making that statement that we're gonna suck the virus. We're going to zap the virus. It's going to go away. You elect me, and by golly, everything's done. So it isn't. And there's things you can do, and one of them is... the air in which you breathe in your home, in your office. H.A. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors, has put some indoor air quality equipment into nursing homes, long-term care facilities, schools, major businesses, and their case count goes way down. They can tell you more about this online, all the details on the IAQ, Indoor Air Quality Experts at H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Jason Miller, the CEO of Getter, is here, and we debuted today on Getter with our live stream. We're excited about that. Jason, congrats on the great success with Getter. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great, and thanks for being on Getter, and glad to have you guys up in live streaming.
Now, give us a little social media 101 about Getter. Some of our audience is going to say, yeah, I hear Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Tell them just a little bit of why they should take the time to join your platform.
Absolutely. So Getter is the free speech alternative to the big tech social media platforms coming out of Silicon Valley. And right now, I'd say that Getter is most largely a marketplace competitor to Twitter and Facebook. When we introduce our Vision platform, which will be kind of our short video concept that's similar to a Instagram Reels or TikTok, that will put us in competition with them. That comes out in February or March. And as we go into the summer, we're going to introduce Getter Pay, which in addition to being a competitor to Apple Pay and Alipay, we'll also have a two-coin crypto ecosystem, which is going to be very cool. So a lot of really neat features that are coming up. But I think the bottom line is, if you're someone who's frustrated with big tech and the censorship and what they've been doing to silence people, then Getter's a great place for you to go and make your voice heard.
And, you know, what is the ultimate goal? I mean, I don't know how many people are on Twitter nationwide, worldwide. Is it about the numbers? Is it about what exactly is the what are you shooting for?
Well, the goal here, and right now we're just up over 4 million users, so we're the fastest growing social media platform in history. We got to 4 million users here just in 6 months, where by comparison took Facebook about 10 months to get to 1 million. So this thing has really taken off. But the goal here is to make sure there's always a safe space, so to speak, for political speech. And it doesn't matter if you're coming from the left or from the right, or even if, quite frankly, if you don't even really care about politics, we just like to make your voice heard, that there's a place where users are all going to be treated the same. There's no political discrimination if you're coming at it from a point of view that's different from the people who set up the platform, as we've seen with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and others.
And if I have a Twitter account and I'm like done with Jack Dorsey and all the wokeness of Twitter and the cancel culture, and I just say, look, I got to, you know, I have the final alternative because I like the ability to talk with my customers or my listeners or whatever it is. As I understand it, you make it pretty easy just to transfer the same followers over. Is that right?
So what we do is we have tweet importation right at the beginning when you're setting up your account. If you want to go and import in all of your intellectual property, and this is something that's a really cool feature because I'm not sure if everybody realizes you own your tweets. That is your intellectual property. If the platform of Twitter owned them, then they would be liable for anything that was written or posted on there. And so we set it up so you can import in all of your tweets in your Getter timeline. And so it's a really cool feature. So it doesn't necessarily bring over, because obviously some of the people who are following you might not have joined Getter yet. But we also show on there, here's what your Getter followers are. Here's what your total followers are between Getter and Twitter. And we'll be announcing pretty soon here in a couple of weeks the ability where you can post on Getter, and if you want to have that still show up over on Twitter because you have an audience over there and they haven't all moved over, that cross-posting will be allowed, so it's a one-stop shopping for you. But right now, I tell you, this past week and a half, where we've already gained, I think, 1.2 million users in just the last 10 days, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Dr. Robert Malone, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a lot of real exciting people coming to Getter.
So it sounds like you're saying, okay, Getter's your platform, but don't be afraid to put it back on Twitter. What about just canceling Twitter? I mean, there's a part of me that says, why am I still on Facebook? Why am I still on Twitter? And every time I say it, the listeners will go, no, don't, Scott, because I just really appreciate that you're there, and it's at least a voice we trust and everything else, and I'm a little conflicted on it. What would you advise?
So this is one of the things where sometimes some of our hardcore allies get a little frustrated with me. I never tell people to go and quit another platform, just because I think from a messaging side, it's much easier to bring them over if you're product that you're putting up is something that's better than what big tech is doing. And so what we've set out, what I've told my team to do, is we're going to go and win people over by having a better platform. And so I think that people will want to move away from the political discrimination that we're seeing at Twitter. But I'll let people make that decision on their own. And quite frankly, I think that anything that we can do to decentralize and break the stranglehold that platforms like Twitter have over our free speech rights, I think is a step in the right direction. But I think people ultimately, once you get on Getter and you realize how much of a positive experience it is as opposed to the, well, for lack of a better term, the cesspool that's over at Twitter, I think you're going to want to stay at Getter.
How do we get to this point, Jason? How do we get to a point where Twitter and Facebook and, you know, big tech has so much of a grip? It seems to me that we sort of just stayed asleep at the switch and now finally have awakened just because they're so disregard for any kind of decency and, you know, the bias in which they cancel people and the messages they... How did we get here?
You know, really smart question, because I always use the frog in the pot of water that starts to get hotter and hotter, and at a certain point the frog realizes, hey, it's boiling, and I'm in some real trouble here. That's really what's kind of happened with our free speech rights. You know, I saw a sea change when President Trump was elected, and what had traditionally been a center or center-left debate over free speech rights, at least historically, started to become much more prevalent on the center and center-right, and I think a lot of progressives and members of the media blame Twitter and blame Facebook for President Trump being elected in 2016. And so they started putting the peer pressure on them. If you want to still go to the cool parties in the Hamptons or in Silicon Valley, then you got to go and start discriminating against conservatives. But we really saw in 2020, which I think that kind of 2020 and early 2021 were the worst year and a half for political discrimination in U.S. history. We saw it with people daring to raise contrarian opinions about COVID, about the government's management of COVID, of course, the Hunter Biden laptop scandal that they colluded and worked together to suppress, and then, of course, they outright deplatformed a sitting president of the United States.
You know, part of me says never underestimate the ability of a leftist to just go too far. And to me, we're seeing it with the Biden administration, a lot of things. That speech yesterday in Atlanta when you got Joe Scarborough and Dick Durbin going, wait a minute, and the, you know, okay, cancel a sitting president off pop. I mean, just so ridiculous. Is this catching up to them, do you think? Do you think big tech is losing altitude big time?
So I think two things can be true at the same time here. I think that big tech is losing altitude. I think Facebook is largely done. I mean, when I say done, meaning their best days have already passed them by. I think what we're seeing right now is the Goths sacking Rome between the exposés on Facebook and being called out for targeting preteen girls with their advertising efforts, all sorts of things like that have really exposed them for being the data mining company that they are. With regard to Twitter, you know, they've dropped 40%. Their stock price has dropped 40% in the last 6 months. Getter's only been around for the last 6 months. I'm just saying, maybe there's a coincidence. But I think at the same time, I think that these companies have made the decision. They know that they'll lose some domestic U.S. market share. I don't think they care anymore. I think they originally started out as having more noble intentions about spreading free speech and democracy and things like that. But now it's much more about shaping the world and their viewpoint. And look, if they lose a few million people here, a few million people there in the United States, that's fine. They just say, we'll go and try to sign up users in other countries.
I only have a minute left. I got to tap into your vast knowledge of what's happening in D.C. and the current political scene. Joe Biden now at a lower approval rating than President Bush had 1 year in. It's just pretty amazing to me. And the president obviously deciding whether he wants to be kingmaker. I'm talking about the former president, Trump, the kingmaker, or the candidate. Which do you think he'll choose?
So I still think that President Trump comes back and runs in 2024. He seemed pretty bullish about it in recent conversations that I've had with him. He has not made a formal decision. There's been no secret, hey, I am going to run, just to keep it quiet or anything like that. So he's keeping his cards close if he has made a final decision. But if you talk to him for a moment and realize the passion that President Trump still has about what's happening at our southern border, the inflation issues, or the increasingly aggressive China that we're starting to see, then you realize that President Trump is really a leader that we need for right now. But boy, I tell you, I get worried about what even these next 3 years are going to look like, though. It's just sometimes I used to have the fear that the leftists would control the Biden administration. Now I worry that no one's controlling it.
Wow. Well said. Jason, thanks for the time. Congrats on the success of Getter. I know it's just exploding. I'm proud to be there as of today, and we're going to be doing the stream there as well. So thanks for that very much, and we'll talk again soon, sir.
Thanks again.
Jason Miller from Getter on What's On Your Mind. By the way, President Trump told me at Mar-a-Lago last year, you tell your listeners I'm running. So he's certainly leaning into this. Jim the Flight Pole Guy, when we come back.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the communities. Online at abmnow.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
President Trump's biggest rally yet will happen this coming Saturday, and there's only one major news network covering it live, Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. The media are censoring President Trump. Even Fox won't carry his rallies. So millions are tuning into Newsmax. President Trump says Newsmax is really good. And this Saturday, Trump is expected to make a big announcement. So I strongly urge you to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus a whole lot more about President Trump. To join the Trump List, just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Be among the first to know when Trump makes his big 2024 announcement. Text ZONE to 39747 and make sure you watch Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I was there in
the winter of 64. When we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led.
Say, this just in from Joe Biden.
We barely had time.
Press conference going on right now with a COVID update, and he says, please wear a mask to prevent the COVID spread. How's that been working out?
You know, the rapidly rising.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah. Exactly right. I need a little.
When we called retreat, it was almost dark. With a great shot in my
back on What's On Your Mind, 10 before the hour, is Ted Cruz again, birthday boy today. A couple of questions came in that I just saw now.
Not Ted Cruz's birthday. That's all good, though. Trace's birthday.
Ted Cruz is the subject of the question
Ted
today.
I didn't know Ted sing. Can he sing?
Trying to, by the way, does he sound, does Trace Adkins not sound like Johnny Cash?
Kind of, yeah.
A little bit.
That's super
a
little bit. Deep.
Oh, my gosh. He just, he's good. Really good. Anyway, it's Trace Adkins' birthday, so we're celebrating that with the bumper music. And our question today is about Ted Cruz. Is he all hat and no cattle? Texter says, Ted is an all hat rhino. Follow the money and his large donations from donors who are against the USA. Others are saying, with cowardly no-fight Republicans like yourself, well, thank you, the Republicans really do not need an opposition Democratic Party. Sadly, Republicans like you are the party's worst enemy. Well, happy New Year to you, too. Cruz does a hell of a lot more than Hovind, Kramer, or Armstrong. Every day you're sounding more like a rhino. Sadly, it's you, no-fight, do-nothing, alleged Republicans that hurt the party the most. I suppose you'll be urging the re-election of Liz Cheney and Mike Rounds.
Come on now.
Seriously.
Come on.
Has anybody been more critical of Liz Cheney?
Not to exaggerate. Come on, guys.
This is the problem with, I think, some conservatives. You're doing what Joe Biden does when he makes January 6th into something it's not. You're jumping the shark is the term I use. It just makes zero sense to go there. Your opinion is welcome. I'm not trying to silence you. And we're going to talk a little bit about... some concerns from some listeners yesterday about how I handled a caller. We'll be doing that in a little bit. We want to first tell you about Dak Diesel. If you're looking to shore up any concerns you might have that diesel engine just not sounding quite right, you're starting to hear something there. There is a fix that is not tens of thousands of dollars in repairs. It's the 4-plus additive from Dak Diesel. Dak Diesel has this turbo cleaner, anti-gel, super clean additive. And it is at the stores where you buy your auto products now. Otherwise, give them a call to find it. Dak Diesel's in Bismarck, 258-5011, online at dakdiesel.com. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Jim, how are you?
Very well. Happy New Year. Hello, everybody. This is another great day. Hey, Scott, I just want to announce that I'm going to be on the road next week, the next couple of weeks, and... anybody that would like me to stop and take a look at their project, please call. If I've been in contact before and I haven't, our schedules have not worked together. I really want to work hard to try and make sure that I take care of anybody that needs my assistance regarding flagpole placement or service call. And that starts next week. You can email Jim at ndflagpoleguy and request that I stop by, and we'll make it happen. We'll
call him
and get all the planning over.
Or call him or text him at 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or the email is Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. We had a text earlier from a listener said, please dedicate a good chunk of your show to flag dropping. My head is exploding with the political orders to drop flags. Why should North Dakota drop flags for a Nevada senator? I don't care what party you belong to. This is something that flag owners have to think about, right? Okay, do I do this one? Do I not do that one? Do I do it always? And I think it's become almost meaningless because we do it way too much. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I should probably brush up on my code and I guess what you're doing is not paying respect to the person. And if you disagree with them politically, does that make you make it all right to not lower it?
Well, I think you're putting people in a position of having to make that decision by having too many orders to lower the flag. Shouldn't it just be really mean something when it happens? Minnesota did it when they hit a certain number of COVID deaths. You know, like, okay, well, then you're just going to be doing it for all kinds of things. I think we've lost the purpose in why we lower the flag, haven't we?
Well, you know, I think that you lower the flag because the person was a hero. And, you know, my personal opinion is we can take, you know, the senator from Nevada, if you paid attention as long as I have, most people that are pro-American would disagree with much of what he's done. He seems to have not been an honest person. I don't want to, you know, defame the dead or anything, but while he was alive, I staunchly opposed 99% of who he was. So is the, you know, do they lower the flag to cause a diversion? To help their case and make it political? I think they are. I don't think that Harry Reid was
Harry Reid. I bet there's other occasions. And let's have this conversation when you're in town. I know you're coming next week, so looking forward to that. And, you know, I just think we should think about that a little bit. Appreciate the comment from the listener. And, as always, appreciate you, Jim, the Flagpole Guy. ndflagpoleguy.com or call 571-FLAG. More after this. Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.